Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singing Eagle. The call number is 646-595-3440. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show.
Welcome to a beautiful sunny day in Columbus, Ohio. Not at. It is sunny, but the clouds are out.
Yes, that's true. Behind those clouds is a beautiful sun.
That's right.
But in front of those clouds, there's some snow coming down right now. A little glistening of snow.
Yep.
You could almost hear sleigh bells in the lane outside.
Oh, gosh, please stop.
I don't know. You know, I knew winter wasn't seriously, like, out of the picture, even though with the turning of the equinox that we went to this weekend. Because you could feel it in the air still, you know?
Yeah, you could smell it.
I took a picture, too, that I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was like everything was white in that picture.
Where?
Just on the top of the mound, I was looking down at the
circle.
I'll
have to check a look.
And it just was like, I said, winter made a brief appearance.
Todd's in the house sitting here.
Yeah. Mudtoe.
Mudtoe Claus.
He's among us. He lives.
Yes.
I don't have a microphone, so you can hear
him. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have to hear him from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody!
There he is.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? Yeah.
So we're having fun here. We're just hanging out. After I work today, so I was happy to get that over with and make my way across town over to here. And now I'm down in the secret underground lair.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, yeah. It's been a busy day today.
Yeah.
Doing laundry and running around, going here and there, and then getting messages from my credit card processing company. I refunded a credit card that I did not. So they said it was a fraud purchase possibly, and now with ISIS and all these terrorist stuff, I'm sure they double check everything. So
yeah, see, ISIS has ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, thanks, ISIS. We
you
really
know, yeah,
that.
Really.
But other than that, yeah. But that's good. I mean, it's good with bad, same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's life. It's just life, you know. So let's see. Friday night we did a labyrinth walk, just kind of out of the blue. We just, I guess you got a message from someone, and we decided to go down to the Gantz Park. Labyrinth.
Yeah, Adriana was going to go to the labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
She decided that she wanted to go, and we had lunch today too, so that was pretty cool. So Adriana, thanks for lunch. I appreciate that. That was fun. And she was going to go because she thought we were going to the Serpent Mount.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of how that all worked out. But then I couldn't go, so it just everything got really skewed, and it's kind of been kind of weird. But
yeah,
that's life.
We had fun and
c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
The French say, c'est la vie. Let's have more wine and coffee. It would be fine.
That's the way it goes.
Yep. But yeah, but no, it was a beautiful time. There was exactly 6 people there. I mean, the 6 people who Spirit called to be there were there. That's the way I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of like every little, inside the middle of the labyrinth, there are 6 actual spaces where you can actually sit.
Yeah.
You know, so if you knew that.
Kind of filled those in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is, and it is how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you spent your attentions and your love, and that's kind of what the whole point's about.
Mm-hmm.
And then went home and did what we do, and then Saturday came around, and we did another ceremony.
We did a Shroom Mound ceremony, yeah.
Katie kind of organized that, so
yep.
We want to thank her for that, appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just another time we're just letting go of all the things that we've been holding on to during the winter. Because winter was kind of hard for... I think winter was hard for everybody,
yeah.
Personally. I can't say what it wasn't. And I don't know anybody
who... It wasn't just hard weather-wise. It was kind of hard emotional-wise. You know, I think a lot of people felt some pretty heavy things over the winter
time. Well, there was an eclipse, and then there was a lunar eclipse, and then there was a new moon. I don't know.
And
I don't know.
Some astrological things going on that Mark was telling us about. You know, things that had never really happened in the history of mankind had all come together astrologically, astronomically, you know, and aligned to... And a solar flare thrown in there on top of it.
And they're still coming, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like these, like we're being microwaved as we speak.
Right, right. And it's bringing things to the surface, you know. And when we experience garbage and bad feelings in our life, you know, it's not like, for one, that the universe is punishing us. or that we have to attach ourselves to it and identify with it, really, you can't take the garbage out unless you know where the garbage is, you know, and what the garbage is. So
that's true.
I think it's bringing it to our attention in order for us to release it and move past it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to own it, first of all, and say, you know, it's not really everyone else's fault. A lot of it I bring into the situation, you know, and I'm a contributing, any relationship I'm a part of, you know. I'm not an observer, I'm a part of it. So my interaction with people is just as important as, you know, their actions too. So,
right.
You know, it's just it's an important lesson to carry with us, and we can release it. We can let go of it and we can move forward, because this is a time we're coming into when, you know, things are changing, things are shifting, old things are falling away,
mm-hmm.
you know, old stories we've told ourselves all of our lives, you know. We can write a new story in the next moment because we are the authors of our own story.
Oh, beautifully said.
You know, and we can do that. And that's what the challenge, I think, of this time is, it's upon us now, is to examine ourselves and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, where we can improve and where we can release things. So.
And I think where there is a will, there's a way. You know, I really, the crap that, you know, people make up in their heads is their own excuses about stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I do it. I know I do it too. So
sure.
I'm just as guilty as the next guy. And I know that I can get out of it if I truly wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that means I got to do it.
Right.
If I'm not willing to do the work. And the problem a lot of people don't do, speaking for myself as a people, is I don't want to do the work sometimes. You know, you don't want to do the work. There's work that's involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
things that you have to shed away, things that you probably have to change, that you
right.
have to literally say, well, I can't do that anymore. I can't be like that.
You have to have a mirror and be honest about what the mirror says about you and, you know, and see that in other people as well, you know, and you realize, you know, that it's... it replies to you too. So,
and I'm cutting away those energies and those people who don't want to resonate, that I don't resonate with, or they don't resonate with me. I mean, what's the point of being with people that don't resonate with you or don't want to bend? You can't be the only one bending and bowing and flexing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and expect change.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. I mean,
and they're not serving themselves by, you know, letting that same old script run out, you know, or that same old behavior pattern carry on.
And you know, I know it's scary to step out and try something different and to be someone else and to see yourself in a different situation, to you know, look at yourself maybe not in the same place that you once were for many, many years and being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You might be surprised. It might turn out to be something much more beautiful, much more amazing, and much more, you know, profound. And I'm stepping out on things. It's slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking for that profoundness, you know. I'm looking for that, you know, that love and that spirit and that whatever that I'm looking for,
mm-hmm.
whatever it looks like.
Right.
But sometimes that means some people can't come along with you for that ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, I have to say it like that, but it's true.
Yeah, that's right, you know, and it's...
Meet me halfway.
Yeah.
Meet me somewhere, but, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully listeners on this online who are listening, you know, it's the old cliche, you know, if you want to see change in the world, then you have to be the change.
Right.
But if you want to see change in your life, then you have to be the change.
Right. You have to be the catalyst for that change.
You can sit all your life and complain for 80 years about how everybody treated you bad. And then when you're sitting there as an old man, wonder, oh.
Why your life never got better.
Why your life never got better, mm-hmm. and why you're feeling the way you are, why your body is crippled the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because every word and everything you say to yourself cripples you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had an awakening this weekend, you know, and unfortunately some things have to go a certain way and shift a certain way, but, you know, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because we learn from those things. We learn from those experiences, and, you know, but I also had some amazing, magical things that happened to me too, you know, just engulfed with love and presence and embrace and entanglement and love with, you know, it's just, it's all there if you look for it.
Right.
You know, but you don't have to, like, search for it, because sometimes it's, like, right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when...
it may not be in the exact package that you expect it to be. It may be that you have not given it the attention that you should have in order to find that. You know, I was thinking as you were talking about that, too, it's kind of the lesson of the butterfly. And the butterfly has come up because someone on Facebook was, you know, doing that what's your spirit animal
mm-hmm.
quiz, you know, and they came up with the butterfly and they were wondering what that meant. So
mm-hmm.
I posted a little post in response about how the butterfly is all about transformation, about change, about sometimes moving through the junk and the garbage and thinking even that you're going to die, you know, because what does the caterpillar do? The caterpillar looks nothing like the butterfly. The caterpillar forms a cocoon and probably doesn't even understand what's going on when it does that. You know, it's just following what's inside of itself. Maybe it is preparing to die and it goes, this is it, I'm done, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm building my own tomb, my own coffin, you know.
Yeah.
But out of that comes that beautiful creature that is so different and so transformed and so just a shining example to everybody who sees it of what that transformation can bring, the beauty and the difference, you know. And you wouldn't know the two if you put them side by side, that could come from the caterpillar.
Well, their whole DNA structure changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, completely. People don't realize. If you don't know that, I mean, the caterpillar, there's no DNA found after that, which is blows my mind.
Right.
How does that happen?
It's a completely different being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an angel or whatever you want to call
sure.
it. Spirit
yeah.
being, whatever.
Right. So
That blows my mind. Yeah. I mean, that's like, wow.
A lot of us are going through that kind of a change, too.
And you said that. You know, a lot of us are building ourselves into our own little tombs
mm-hmm.
and putting ourselves into all these little situations and these little scenarios. And then how we respond and how we react to it will form whatever comes out. You know?
Right. Because that butterfly needs to struggle out of that cocoon in order to be strong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The cocoon just doesn't fall away. The butterfly struggles and comes out. It fights for its transformation.
Yeah. It could die in the process.
Sure.
Many do.
Mm-hmm.
And all the chemicals that are inside the cocoon and coming through has to get on the wings
yeah.
of the butterfly as it's crawling through there. And then, I don't know if you ever saw this on like a National Geographic where someone opened the cocoon and the butterfly comes all twisted and deformed
and yeah.
because it didn't have the struggle it needed to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you have this butterflies that do make it out and their wings are wet and then they sit in the sun and they dry appropriately and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder about children who are born, you know, with assistance or no assistance. And, you know, it makes you start to
yeah.
wonder about the human evolution about things.
How that ties into it.
Yeah. Do we change someone's, you know, destiny by pulling them out of the mother versus of them coming out or a cesarean section by saving them? Are they, you know, I don't know. I mean, it sounds kind of harsh to some degree. Like maybe they were supposed to die. Or maybe they weren't supposed to survive. Maybe there was a reason why.
I think they'd be a different person, too, you know,
because
they had to struggle out or, you know, they had to come through.
You know, I don't know. I don't have the answers to that.
Yeah.
But
it's
a question. It kind of reminds you of that, you know. Your mother's your cocoon and you're busting through there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what really happened, you know? Was I supposed to die? You know, when my mom had her appendicitis,
right.
you know, was I supposed to live? I mean, fortunately, I did live,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I made it.
They had. So they were to the point, as you tell the story, that it was either you or your mother. You know, your mother could have easily died.
Yeah, she could have died. Yeah.
yeah,
but we both could have died because I couldn't live without my mom.
Right.
Six months in the womb.
Sure.
The way that all played out, but it makes me wonder about things like that. You know, because I am smaller than my brothers and sisters. You know, there's a lot. I'm very different than my brothers and sisters in many aspects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
What changed? You know, what evolved? What got better and what didn't, you know, because human beings are different than, you know, butterflies to some degree. But metaphorically speaking, you know,
yeah.
there's...
Right.
There's something to it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people who go through traumatic things in life, you know, and even at the time you're thinking how unfair that happened to me and that, you know, what a victim that made me, you know. You can turn that into beauty. You can turn that into a purpose. You can turn that into something that makes you stronger, something that makes you shine, you know. You'll never get rid of that past, but you can transform it into just help for other people, your own strength, you know. Wear it like a badge. You know, I heard that this weekend on Oprah has a show called Super Soul Sunday. Have you ever seen it?
No,
but every week she has a different guest on. They're pretty profound sometimes, the things and the people that she has on. And the things that they say. So that was one thing that the woman was saying was, you know, that she's, you know, been changed, but she, you know, the pain never goes away, but you wear it like a badge, like, you know, so I went through this battle
mm-hmm.
and, you know, now I can move forward and be stronger.
Right.
So I don't know.
And, you know, that's a good point. I like that. But also think about it. Sometimes we create these badges for ourselves and then we create these identities ourselves as these badges too. So that could also have a, how long do you want to hold that badge, too, is important,
sure.
too. Because we're not the badge.
No.
You know, we're much more than the badge. I mean, I'm sure that's the, I mean, since I haven't seen the show, I'm sure that's, they're saying that. But a lot of us hold on to the badge. I'm still sheriff, you know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, but you're not sheriff, you know?
No.
You know, when, when you're sheriff in your home, maybe, but you're not sheriff out there, you know? So the badge is important. You know, we hold on to these identities of ourselves sometimes, of who we think we are, or how the world should see us, or how we think the world sees us. And I think that goes for everybody in this room. Sometimes I think the world may see us much more beautiful than we see ourselves at times. You know, people see the beauty inside of us because people, I think people in general look for the beauty in other people first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then the things that happen to people when they get displeased or, you know, discouraged with people is when they start opening their mouth and sharing their story, because you may not resonate with their story.
Right.
You know, but, you know, just accepting people for who they are and where they're at and when the, what's going on. And communication's huge with people. I think people, that's something we're not really taught.
Mm-hmm.
In our lives, how to communicate with other people and interact with people,
right?
And putting people in the same category as everybody. You're different. You're different. I'm different.
Right.
You can't treat everybody the same way. But
because I knew somebody who remind me of back when I was, you know, 20 years old, doesn't make you the same person.
Right. And even when I was 20, I'm much different than that person. But I take responsibility for that 20-year-old and for what he did and the things that he accomplished and the things that he failed at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's still me. It's just another version of me. With now I'm another version of myself. I'm still 20, but I have a lot of things that have come along the path with me. So you wonder why you still do the stupid things and the things, because you're still 20. there's still parts of you that do that.
Right.
And you have an older part of you that says, "Hey, 20-year-old, shouldn't do that anymore. We don't need to do that anymore. We don't need to prove to people and show people that we have to do that. You know, we've evolved. We're moved forward now. Now we can do this. We don't need to do that anymore." But it's hard for people to see that. You know, people get stuck in their own heads. We get in our own way.
Yeah, they've got a story that they identify with, and they're afraid to step out of that, because who would they be without it, you know?
Well, that's what I learned about myself this weekend, you know, is what stories am I buying into about who I think I am? How have I allowed people to use me, abuse me, treat me, love me, care about me, you know? Have I been good to people? Have I been honorable to myself?
Right.
You know, have I honored my space? Have I honored who I think I am?
It's important to know that.
Yeah, because, you know, it was a challenging weekend. Even though it was a beautiful weekend, it was a challenging weekend. And but it was something that to learn from. But I did learn that, you know, I have taught people how to treat me.
Mm-hmm.
I have taught people how to love me. I've taught people how to take advantage of me.
Mm-hmm.
I've taught people how to think it's okay to do certain things. But I also learned that there are people out there who don't do that to me. So there are people who are willing to accept me for how I am because I accept them. And that's why I have wonderful friends. I have great friends. I mean, I can't say that any of my friends have never challenged me.
Right.
I can't say any of my friends have ever used me. The group that I have now,
mm-hmm.
you know, the group that I hang out with now is amazing. These people, I mean, I don't expect anything from them, like in the sense, like if something, I need something. But you know what? I know they're there if I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have to say anything. I just know.
Right.
You know, they're beautiful people. I mean, two of them are right here in front of me. So.
Well, you know, and we're not saints. You know, we have
not.
Our days, you know, and I'm sure that at times I've let you down in certain ways or whatever, you know. I haven't been
where
I haven't been, you know, always present at some of the things I should have been present at.
And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's life. You know, we can't be 100 different places at the same time. Mm-hmm. I would like to.
Yeah, I would too. I'd like to split into two, at least two crows, you know.
Omni-igni.
Yeah. One could go to work, one could go driving.
Yeah, I'd send him to work.
Now it's your turn to go to work today.
Ah, no, I got to. No, I don't want to.
Oh, come on. Make life interesting for Lori, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. So which David do I have today? That would be her question.
She asks herself that every day.
Yeah.
Well, anything from you, Todd?
No, not really.
Okay.
Very hopeful. I'm sitting here very hopeful for reasons I've discussed with both Iggy and David.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm projecting hope today, which is something that's not typical or familiar to me, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay, well, he's projecting hope.
I'm projecting hope today.
That's good. You know, see, it's a brave new world.
Hope 6-2. Mm-hmm. Never mind. I'll just stop right there. All right, so we've got some callers online, so
okay,
let's take some callers here, all right?
See what their world's like today.
All right, callers, we will take you on a magic carpet ride here. No, I'm just kidding. But listen, hey, just try to keep it to one question today. And I know that you probably have a slew of things that are on your mind. So try to pick something that maybe the universe will help you channel through you, through us, to give you the proper message. We ask for protection and guidance in our reads. We give thanks to the universe for allowing us this opportunity to share this moment with you. So when we call your name, when we say, hey, well, hello, caller, and you can hear us, you hear the little beep, you're on the air, and just give us your name, and then we'll go from there. We'll spirit-led.
Sounds good.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Hello, hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us now? Because we're talking to you. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, hey. Sorry,
hello.
I can hear myself. Hi.
All right, cool.
That's so funny. I didn't hear the other part that said you're now, your line is unmuted or whatever.
Oh, okay. Your line is
unmuted.
How's that?
20-year-olds, I swear. I swear your generation. No, I'm teasing. I'm a Danya.
Okay,
I was 21 many lifetimes ago. Calling from Vegas. Don't know if that helps. My question today is, it's more work. I've noticed that I started sloughing off, exfoliating a lot of clients and stuff that weren't, that I didn't feel a sense of, I didn't feel any resonance with. And it feels like I'm in a, I feel almost like I'm in a limbo phase.
Mm-hmm.
That I know that I feel that there's something else to do, and my mind is blank, which is a positive for me because it's usually very full. And I just want to know that when it, regarding work, what is the next step for me? Do I can continue in the direction that I have been going, which feels like a most definite no. Step into the unknown. Am I going to be doing the same? So it's around that, essentially. What does Spirit want me to know right now in this moment regarding my work? Because I already work from home, and I don't really know if that's, if I need to continue to do that. It's been 14 years that I've been virtual. Very blessed to have that opportunity.
Okay.
I don't know. Just want to know if you hear anything differently, because I know they're chattering away at me. I can feel that.
All right.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Hello, Danya.
Hi.
Hi. So, you know, I can really relate with what you're saying, because to me it feels like this is a time of pause, you know. Even as short ago as last week, you know, it was like I was on the track, I was on a path, it was going great. I felt like the future was wide open in front of me and I was going to be doing it. And then you come to this place where it's like, you know, I really feel like I need to kind of take a step and go, you know, what next? You know, I want to direct my energies to something productive and creative. I don't want to waste any more time and effort, you know, in a direction that's not going to be good for me. So I'm feeling that too. So I just want to let you know that you're not alone. And a lot of us are actually, like we were talking earlier, at that point of almost where the butterfly is ready to emerge from the cocoon. And we don't know what waits us around the corner. But I always know that Spirit loves us, and Spirit will guide us, and Spirit's got our back, our front, our middle, our sides, our top, and our bottom, you know. So we're all surrounded with love. But I drew for you Muskeg, which comes from my Spirit of Wisdom cards of Alaska. And Muskeg, if you're not familiar, is a landscape that is up north, and it looks like solid ground, but when you step on it, you sink down up to your almost your knees in water, you know. So the message of Muskeg is, do not become lost in longing for the dead things of the past or when in depression. Muskeg is about renewal, because there are dead things in there, but dead things bring new life. So allow that energy that that you think you know, may not be the best or may be active in your life. Allow it to be the fertilizer, the foundation for what's to come. There's a lot of good things coming for you, you know. I don't think you're supposed to keep going in the direction you're going. Just my impression from what the cards tell me and from what you've said as well, it's not serving you as much as you would like. So just open yourself up to the possibilities that are all around you, and take a deep breath in, and your inspiration will come. Your inspiration will come. It's just don't get bogged down in, you know, thinking that you're not good enough, or, you know, that maybe you weren't right going back to the past and working in the same old thing. There's much new and wonderful things coming for you. So I'll Perfect. Pass it over to Iggy now.
All right. That's a great read.
Thank you.
It's kind of where I'm going too. Spirit's kind of directing me to tell you to not take on things that you don't want to take on. Clients, especially clients, because refer them to people that maybe you have a list of other people, practitioners, or other type of business people that you associate with. Maybe this person can help you. I find that a lot of people take on clients that they think they can maybe handle. They need the money, or they have to have the certain situation. So Spirit's kind of saying, well, let that go. You know, it's okay, because there's plenty of abundance. Because I pulled a card for you, the buffalo. It's about abundance. You are provided for in all ways. If you know anything about the buffalo, buffalo stands in the West in our tradition, and it's about seeking counsel from our elders. So your elders are with you. You know, the people who are behind you, your lineage, your family. They're trying to communicate to you and say to you, it's there for you. You're gonna have abundance. You're taken care of. You're gonna have to do the work. You're gonna have to take the steps to do it. But the path is clear. Is that, you know, Spirit is saying that maybe you need to look back and reflect on all the things that you're doing right now. If it's not serving you and you're not happy there, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're in love with somebody and you care about somebody, you need to tell these people. You need to tell your clients. You need to tell the person that are with you. So many of us hold these things in, and then we just boil up like a big egg, and then, you know, it's something happens, and we lose sight of where we were going and what direction we wanted to be. So the buffalo is very strong, very powerful, and it's very decisive. To turn a buffalo, it takes a lot of energy. So this buffalo, once it gets going, gets moving forward, it knows where it's going to go. So once you figure out exactly which direction you want to flow and which way you want to head towards, you'll be fine. Your ancestors will be there to guide you. So reach out to them, pray to them, do ceremony, hold ceremony, say grandma, grandpa, whatever, great-grandpa, ancestors of 1,000 years ago, I need your guidance. They're there for you. They're your angels. They're your guardians. They're the ones that walk with you. And that's basically all I'm picking up at the moment.
Very cool. Thank you. Thanks to both of you for that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great evening.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
I think that sometimes through life, we want things. And that's the big thing is want. That's mm-hmm. the key word is want. Sometimes we want things that we don't really, we think we know why we want them, but we really don't know why we want them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have this paradox within ourselves. Oh, I want money. But as soon as you ask somebody, what would you do with money? Most people say, oh, I paid my bills off, la, la, la. But then what happens after that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you going to do after? Because you're going to have a lot of money. You're going to have abundance. You know, I'm in the same boat with everybody. You know, no big difference. But what I find about human relationships with people is to tell people how you feel about them instead of waiting for things to happen. If you're in love with somebody in your heart, even if you're going to get rejected, you should let them know.
Right.
You should let them know, hey, you know what? This is weird, but I want to tell you something. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
In depths that I can't explain.
Right.
I know there may nothing be come from this, but I just want to.
I have to tell you because those are the feelings I have, yeah. And you know, there's no guarantee of tomorrow or even next
there is no
hour. You know?
No se mañana means I don't know about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if it exists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tomorrow may be gone,
mm-hmm.
and the world could be falling apart, and you're like over there, and they're over there, and the next thing you know, it's
the
done.
Thing you're going to think about when you're on that deathbed or you're in your last hour is what didn't I do that I should have done, you know? It's not going to be about money. It's going to be about those relationships, those phone calls you should have made. Speaking for myself,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
those people you should have, you know, wrapped your arms around one last time and said, hey, you know what? I love you. You mean a lot to me. I'm, you know, I'm with you all the time. And, yeah, I think those are the things that are valuable. Those are our riches and our resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about love.
And that's what I did Sunday. I laid here while the basketball game was on. And I laid there and I'm going, what if today was my last day? What would I do different? And I didn't know what I was going to do. I was really confused. You know, I was like, okay. And then my son comes downstairs with his two little little, I don't know what you call them, his stepsons or whatever, future stepsons. And he goes, "Dad, you know, where you been?" I'm like, "I've been here." He goes, "Well, I know, but you haven't said hi to me or said anything to me all weekend. Mom's been in New York, and I thought you'd like at least, you know." I'm like, so he gave me a big hug. He sat next to me, hugged me, and we just held for a few minutes, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, wow, this is really cool. And then the little dudes jumped on me, you know, and it was really nice to see that, you know, that you appreciate it. Because there's times, you know, even us holistic people, our shiny people,
yeah.
Sometimes we feel like maybe we're not appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get like that sometimes. I get mushy like that, you know. So, but that was really cool. Spirit gave me that little, you know, hey, here's your kid, you know. And then, but today, we go back to the same old crap. But it was beautiful, you know.
That moment.
It was beautiful. You know, it was beautiful.
So, you know, I'm from a different culture, I guess, you know, background than maybe you are, a different family. Every family's different. But my parents, you know, they weren't overly demonstrative of affection, you know. My mom, you know, was huggy and stuff like that. But my dad was a little more standoffish, you know, just because that was the male image of his generation, mm-hmm. you know. He still gave me love in his own way, you know, and I never doubted that that I was loved. But the words "I love you" rarely came out of his mouth directed towards me, just because he wasn't used to saying that, you know. You can still give that feeling, those feelings of love, you know. And I know that they're there. So we're different, you know. We're all about love, and we're all about expressing that, you know. But we've got to be careful that we mean it when we say it, too, you know. When you say, "I'm going to pray for you," it's not just something you write on Facebook and then you just forget it, you know. Mm-hmm. You really should devote at least a minute to projecting the love and the prayer towards that person, because we want to be people of our word. We want our words to mean something. We want our actions to be demonstrating what we are and who we are. And so, you know, it's important to be true to yourself. Even if there's nobody else around in the room, nobody would ever know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take that extra minute to actually do what you said you were going to do.
It's funny you said love, because love in the English language, unfortunately, we only have love only means maybe just love. You know, I mean, there's the L-O-V and L-U-V. You know, there's two different types of loves. That if you want to, I learned this on another show from my friend Josh Wagner, who was on with us a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about love. In other languages, there's like a lot of words for
different types of love.
Yes.
Right.
So you can actually distinguish what kind of love you have.
Mm-hmm.
But the word here, I think in America, or the United States of America, let's split this, I can't speak of Canada or Mexico.
Right.
But love is projected in inflections. You can inflect how you share love. You know,
right.
"I love you."
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, "I love you." You know, you can say it in so many weird ways with facial expressions.
And it can be directed towards so many things, like, "I love this pie."
Yeah.
You know, but do you really love the pie? Or, you know, I mean...
Well, you love the pie.
Yeah.
Because you're not in love with the pie. Right. Well, maybe you are, but...
Why don't you just marry the pie, then, okay?
Yes, it's American pie. But, you know, the point is, you know, love is, I think, we use that word a lot here in this country. We use it maybe, I don't want to say inappropriately. It's better to say love than not love, I guess.
Yeah,
I would rather hear it than not hear it. But I don't think people really know what love means and what
it
charge
has
it has.
So many connotations and so many different meanings. But it depends on how love has treated you through your life, you know, or you felt treated by love.
And that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's an excellent point. Because if you associate love with sex, love with wants, love with whatever,
or love with rejection,
you start to associate love in ways that maybe it's not healthy.
Right, right. We say God loves you, or you know, God is love, but we also have this judgmental image of God, you know, that is conditional love, or we have this open spirit that loves everything, like the sun shines on everything, you know. So, you know.
Or I love my wife, or I don't love my wife, you know.
Right.
My ex-wife, this, you know, Todd. So, you know, you start to associate love in a really either positive or negative way, or both.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And for men, love is an interesting thing. I think when we say it, I don't know if we mean it sometimes, or maybe we do mean it. I think when a woman says she loves you, they mean it.
Yeah.
You know, there's
a lot more emphasis behind it.
Well, and when a woman doesn't say she loves you back and she doesn't respond to you, she means it.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
In trouble. Well, I think love has it's more of a softer emotion. And for men, we try to be tough. We have that macho image, you know, and to love something or someone is to to make yourself vulnerable, you know, because you've given part of yourself away. You go, oh, you know what, I love you, you know, and you mean a lot to me, you know, instead of, oh, I'm a rock, I'm solid, and I'm, you know, you can't hurt me, you know, I'm invulnerable, you know, but love makes you vulnerable, and it's good to be vulnerable. It's good to be open to the world. I cry at commercials sometimes, you know, or songs that come on the radio, you know, and that, to me, that's because I have a heart, you know, the heart that's open and it's receptive to things, you know. I'm not ashamed of it.
It's like agape. Agape is a form of love, you know.
Yeah, agape is brotherly love or you know, love of philanthropy kind of love. You know?
But it's love. Mm-hmm. It's love in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I love it. We should do a show just love.
Just love. The love show.
The love show. With Todd.
Do we have any more callers?
Yeah. Let's move on down the line. So the call-in number is 646-595-3440. 646-595-3440. We're going to take a quick break real quick, and we'll take a caller, and we shall return.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Back with Techno David and Breakdancing Iggy. So we're here live on the internet, and our buddy in the background, Mato, telling it how it is.
Watching from the bushes.
Yes, that's why I'm so far away.
Todd.
I've been banished.
Todd says he's been banished.
I took his seat, and then, you know, everything went down from there.
You gotta be moving around quick around here, man.
That's right.
So it's an all-male studio day.
Yep.
So are we ready to take the next caller? Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Elfina.
Elfina? Athena or Athena?
Elfina with an A.
Okay. Great. Nice to have you on the show. What is on your mind tonight?
I actually have a question pertaining to love and relationships.
Sure. All right.
We do that.
Okay. I'm sort of at a standstill right now with my ex-fiancé, and I'm wondering, I guess the time frame of, when we're going to work things out.
Okay.
Or should I phrase it a different way?
No, that's fine. That gives us
The bear has stepped into the house. The bear says, set boundaries, stand your ground. Whatever you do in this moment in time with your ex-fiance is to set boundaries for yourself, healthy limits and boundaries. Make sure that in no way you're abused or no way you're taken advantage of in this situation. Make sure that you set protection, boundaries, you know. It's a very delicate situation between you two because you said ex. It wasn't this is something former, something that has been. You guys are going to talk again, but I'm going to tell you as a human being, if you have something on your mind and you something you care about and something that you want someone to know how you really truly feel, then you need to tell them how you feel and how it hurt and how much you loved. And will that change things? I don't know, but at least you have spoken your true voice, your true heart. Don't go through life going wondering and wishing and wondering what happened. And I would encourage you to maybe wait a little bit, but maybe write it down, send a letter. You may not get a reply, but you need to speak your heart. I can feel your heart.
We've already been apart for 6 months, and within that 6 months, I kind of cut communication with him totally for 2 months, and then I texted him, and we kind of talked here and there, but the last conversation we had, it was kind of weird because the way the conversation went was, it felt like the way we used to talk to each other when we were in a relationship. So I kind of backed off, and I'm just kind of giving him his space right now. And the last I spoke to him would be a week ago.
And I think that's good. I think what you're doing is fine. I don't think you're not trying to push things. You're not trying to make things happen. You may have felt good for like 2 seconds. Don't let that fool you, you know, because just remember why you guys broke up too. You always got to go back and go, why did we break up? Why did we have our breakup? Why did what happened? What caused us to get to this point? I'm not saying he doesn't love you. I'm not saying you don't love this person. No one's questioning that. But we have to create a space where we're safe and, you know, no one's going to play with our emotions because we don't want that from you. We don't know the other person, but we know you from calling. You're sharing your story with us and what's happening. So I want you to know that anything's possible. You know, when we ask the universe and we pray for things and we put our heart in the right direction. But it's going to be work. It's going to be work. And I'm going to pass the football off here to David here.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have to be honest with what Spirit gave me to give you and see if this works for you. But I drew the Midnight Sun card. And the Midnight Sun, coming from Alaska like I do, you know, I know that the Midnight Sun is about a prolonged period of activity. When summer comes around, you've got maybe 4 months to do all the things you wanted to do all winter long. So there's a big burst of activity and energy, and you know, you can put yourself out there and be an extrovert, but you got to be careful not to overwhelm yourself. You got to take breaks and get rest, you know, because it's hard to sleep sometimes when the midnight sun is shining. So you've got to find a quiet spot to take a rest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it applies to your situation, I'm not sure, you know, I mean, you can draw some things from that, but I'll have to go with what Iggy says. You know, being married is really a long, you know, period of development between the two of you. We have the courtship phase and all the things that happen, you know, the getting to know you phase is great, you know, and you can start to break down some barriers and break through some things that you were keeping back from that other person, you know, and you begin to see parts of you and you begin to see parts of them that, you know, maybe not be so nice, you know, because we're all human, you know, mm-hmm. and we all carry those parts with us. But is that a match for life? Is that something you guys can work out? I'm currently with a woman who's very different from me. You know, she's not involved in the drum circles like I am. She's not she doesn't do exactly the same thing I do. And that's okay. You know, it works for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an understanding about that. It's not something that I always expect her to go with me and feel disappointed anymore if she doesn't. You know, it's just that's who she is, and I honor and respect that, just like she honors and respects who I am. But there has to be that common ground of understanding and love for one another. It's not just one person's way or the other person's way. It's all about meeting in the middle, all about balancing. You know, and that's something I've had to learn over my lifetime, too, is how to put the right energy at the right points, you know. It's a dance, you know, and I'm not always the best at it. I step on people's toes sometimes in relationships, but when someone can do it well and a marriage comes together and lasts for 60, 70 years, that's an amazing thing to me. And so just walk carefully and be yourself and be honest about who you are and your feelings and learn and listen to your fiancé, your ex-fiancé too. Let him be himself, you know, and beyond all that. So, anyway, there's my advice in a large nutshell.
Well, thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I think Spirit puts things in front of us, and then we have the choice to make the decisions how
mm-hmm.
it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ask for things constantly, and then when we have them, sometimes it's like you have this Porsche in front of you, but you spent so much energy and time to gain the Porsche, you have no money to put gas in it, and all you can do is just sit in it.
Yeah.
You can't drive it. You can't go anywhere. You can't drive because you don't have insurance. You can't afford insurance. We start to get into these situations that we just don't know how to handle them because we weren't prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is Spirit prepares us to get to these certain places in time. So in the beginning, you know, 5 years ago, I might not have been ready for that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but now I'm ready.
Right.
You know, I had to drive the Hugo before. Now I can drive the Mercedes. Now I can drive the Lamborghini, you know. Those are just examples.
Sure.
But, you know, everything's in preparation for the next thing.
Right.
no matter what we're doing. But I really think that we should speak our truth with kindness and with love and with understanding versus, you know, being angry and upset about things. Because we can hold on to shit.
Right.
And, you know, and then drug that through the mud all day long.
Yeah. Or putting up a false facade of what you think the other person wants to hear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not being honest, and eventually that's going to come out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My experience with relationships is that there's that hot and heavy kind of love at first, you know, and then after that you're kind of going, am I really friends with this person at all? Or, you know, when that fire dies down to just the embers, you know, what's left to go on from that? Do I have the respect of this person? Do they have, you know, they have my respect? Do I, you know, how do we relate to one another? And, you know, I had a girlfriend once tell me that I was too happy. But I knew what she meant.
Yeah, I knew what she meant.
You know, to her it meant that I wasn't being authentic. You know, I wasn't
mm-hmm.
showing her my shadow side. You know,
uh-huh.
which she knew that I had. You know, and
which we all do.
You know, so that happens too. You know,
that's a good point. But you honor that. But you know that now. But you probably didn't feel that then.
No,
at that moment.
I'm too happy.
I'm too happy. You're just mean. That's funny. That's good. Next caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura, what's up?
Hi, Laura.
Hey, I just started a contract today. It's supposed to go for a year, and
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you can tell me how it's going to go.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll tell you what Spirit tells us about how it's going to go.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what I want.
Okay.
Shuffling the cards.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Shuffling, shuffling,
shuffling. Shuffling.
Go ahead. What you got?
I got the Midnight Sun again.
Well,
I swear I shuffled these cards. Okay, so if you were listening before, you know the Midnight Sun is about activity and energy and, you know, that feeling like, you know, I've got to do everything all at once, you know, and there's all these activities to get involved in, and, you know, you feel like you're almost in the spotlight about things. So maybe this new job, this new contract is an opportunity for you to shine for a while. Just be careful to not overwhelm yourself with responsibilities, take on too much that you can't get the rest you need and get the mental quietness you need and recharge yourself once in a while. But don't be afraid to stand up and stand tall and shine, you know, if it's in you to do that. So, you know, just take care of yourself along the way too.
Well, do you think it's going to go permanent?
I'm getting mixed feelings about that.
Me too.
I think it's going to be an opportunity for you to grow yourself, and if it doesn't go permanent, you will take a much stronger Laura to the next level, you know, and you'll be much more in charge of your own destiny then because of what you've accomplished on this contract. So, so much about the end of it I don't see, but at the same time, believing in yourself and who you are and you know, the next thing that comes along, if this doesn't go permanent, will be, you know, just as good, if not better, for you. So
nice.
Okay.
I picked a card for you, Laura. I picked the Lion. Okay, the Lion is a very powerful totem, a very powerful guardian for this time, especially when you're going to go through this year processing and working with, and through your contract. Contracts, you know, like, you know, that's what they're called, contracts. They're to be renewed the next year, if possible. The Lion's about courage. The Lion's about asking for what you want. So if you want this to be a permanent thing, then you're going to have to figure out the things that would cause it to be permanent. You know, maybe there's a reason for it not to be permanent. Right now it sounds good because, you know, it's fresh and it's hot. But maybe you'll find out going through the system that maybe this isn't such a good idea to have this be in this contract because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's ahead. Spirit does. But, you know, everything looks, you know, sometimes we have these blinders on and we're so hyper-focused on getting to where we want to be that we don't see the things. So I'm encouraging, and the Lion's encouraging to pay attention. Sit back, relax in the Lion's lair and just look at things. And then when it's time to come out and do the work, you do the work. And then you go back and relax for a moment and then go back to the work. They're asking you to be patient. They're asking you to, you know, make sure, set the right path for yourself. And things will show itself very quickly and very immediately. Like David said, I feel mixed energy about this, and I'm not sure what that is, but I think it'll make itself clear within the next 6 months or so. Why get stuck in something that you don't want to be part of if it doesn't work out for you? It could be a beautiful thing. But it can become beautiful if you make it beautiful. You have the opportunity to make it beautiful, and you have the opportunity to dress it how you want it to look like. And then if you want this to work out, you'll know what to do. You'll know what steps to take. Stay in communication with the contract, people who you're working for, in the business, and whatever you're doing, you need to communicate with those people you're involved with. They're going to see parts of you they hadn't seen, parts of you that you didn't sell to them, and parts of you that, you know, they're going to like. And they're going to be parts of you that they're going to question. There's going to be parts of you that they're not sure about. And that should be that. It should be that way. It should always be that way. Because there are no perfect scenarios. There's always something that can happen. It's going to be up to you how you respond and how you react to when things don't go well. Okay, so that's one thing. And how your leadership skills and everything will pop up. So I'm just looking for you to have courage. Ask for what you want, you know, and just step into your power while
believe
you're doing
yourself,
this. Yeah, believe.
Yeah.
And you have three good, beautiful totems right here. You got a lion, you got a bear, and a buffalo right in front of you, because these are the cards I've drawn so far. So these cards go with
this
your read.
Powerful.
Yeah, so you got courage, boundaries, and abundance. So you have all these four-legged creatures, and these are powerful creatures. These aren't just like, you know, a little mouse or whatever, which is powerful in his own right. But this is pretty stacked deck right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hopefully that gives you a little bit of courage and some strength to go forward. Thank you
for
calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Moving along. Moving right along. I like that. That was a nice read. That reads for me, too. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I took a lot of pride in that, listening to what Spirit was saying to her,
mm-hmm.
through me, to her.
Because it applies, you know.
Yeah, that was strong. I like that. Thank you, Spirit. All right.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Sure, let's take another
Moving right along. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's your name?
My name is Hadassah.
Odessa?
Odessa?
Hadassah. That's my blog name.
Odessa.
Oh, Hadassah. Okay.
Hadassah.
Hadassah.
Hadassah. I'm sorry.
Very
apologies.
Beautiful.
Hadassah.
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, speaking of love, I love my husband and I love my children, and I don't know if they think I don't, or if they think that I'm just being neglectful. But I suffered a loss 4 years ago when my mother died,
mm-hmm.
and I dealt with a lot of betrayal and pain. And I'm just trying to figure out how do I heal any pain that I may have caused them by being wrapped up in my own?
Good question.
Good question. Excellent question.
Yeah.
That's a very common thing with people. You know, they get into a place of, you know, where they need to be at that moment, but other people don't understand. You know, so I picked a card for you. I picked the Raven. The Raven's about magic and owning your own power. Okay. So what I'm hearing Spirit saying is, that's already been done. That's already happened. I mean, there's nothing, you can't necessarily go back and patch and fix it, but you can go forward. You can go forward and fly into the magic of who you feel you are and how you see the world. And now that you've had time to process, time to grieve, and you probably may still be grieving and still processing things, but here's a time to self-love and show love to who you are. Sometimes people won't love you back if you don't love who you are, pieces and parts of you, because it's too difficult. It's too hard for them to love something they don't understand. So when you're in a dark place or you're in a sad place, they want you to bounce out and become the normal mom that you were or wife that you were. And, you know, you've evolved. You've changed. You've gone into a new phase of your life. You know, now you're the main mom. You're the main mom. You know, you've moved forward. Now they look for you for leadership. So whatever is super important to you, how you want your family to look at you, look at how you look at yourself and how you feel about yourself and how you feel about the magic in you. Is the magic gone? No, it's not gone. It's just been put away temporarily for the moment. So while you're growing, in this process of hurt and grieving. Now is the time to grab on to what's left of piece and parts of you that that you still have, that you are. You're not gone. You're not gone at all. You're ready to bloom like that butterfly we were talking about earlier in the show. You're going through that muck. You're going through that stuff and pushing and pushing and pushing. And you can't. It's like stretching a rubber band so far and trying to bring it back. It'll never snap back to its original state. But it's still a rubber band. it still can hold things together. It can still bend and twist and do the things it always did, except it has more knowledge, it has more tension. It you know, and like anything, it's evolving, and so are you. So find the peace and love inside of you. I think it's time for you to go do something for yourself and share inside your heart. You know, in doing, I just see doing. I see the word doing. I don't know what card you pick for her, but I feel the word doing pops in my head. Doing for others is doing for yourself, and helping, volunteering, just different things to reconnect you, ground you, get outside and grab a tree, mm-hmm. take your shoes off and just hug it. And it doesn't matter what anybody says. Who cares? You know, because that tree is going to love you unconditionally. That tree doesn't judge you. That tree will never judge you. You'll probably judge a tree more than the tree would ever judge you. So grab that tree, love it, hug it, squeeze it, and, you know, tell them all your problems and tell them everything you want, because, you know, Mother Earth can heal anything. Sky and Father can heal anything when our heart is there.
Mm, excellent. Well, I drew the card of ice, and it kind of speaks to your present situation. Ice is about momentum has stopped and things are at a standstill. So you feel like things are frozen and you know, you want them to start moving again. So in order to do that, the card says to apply energy, attention, and love to regenerate movement. You know, ice is water. Water is one of the most powerful things in the world. Water is one of the most fluid things in the world. It can wear a mountain down over time. So water is very important. Water is about also cleansing, renewal, and the tears we shed in grief are cleansing and renewing too. So this card is about getting out of that kind of inertia, you know, and you feel it too. Moving forward. Yeah, moving forward. The people around you, you know, they love you. They've seen what you've gone through. They just want to know that, you know, that you're not holding on to that the past so much that you're not present for them. So, you know, they love you back, and you guys will have an even better relationship. It's just, you know, a different time moving forward, you know, and maybe you've been holding back some parts of yourself from them just out of grief, out of pain, but share that with them too. Let them know that they're important to you, and they're part of your healing process as well. So I just wish you all the best and bless you, and I hope that, you know, that the sun will shine tomorrow.
Yeah, and there's a road trip here. Spirit's saying you need to go on a road trip. I don't know if that means by yourself or with your family, but there's a road trip. You need to take a road trip out to nature, out even if, you know, have a park. I don't know. I don't know how far you have to go, but you just have to go somewhere temporarily, just for a little bit. It doesn't have to be weeks and weeks, but, you know.
Nature is very healing and renewing.
I see road trip.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate
right,
you calling
thank
in.
You.
All right.
I
you're welcome.
I appreciate everything you said as well, and I do want to hug that tree.
All right.
I do want to take my shoes off and do that.
There you go.
All right.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
The trees are powerful, man.
They are. They are. You know,
I'm glad she liked the reeds.
Right. We hold on to so much, you know, and we don't know what to do with the pain we feel. And, you know, I haven't lost a parent yet, you know, but I know that time will come. So I can't prepare myself for it in any way that it's going to feel, because I just can't put myself in those shoes yet, you know. But I do know that, first of all, loving them while they're here is important, you know, and letting them know that. And also, that love never dies, you know. The love that mother has for child, you know, father has for son, daughter, and, you know, that love never goes away. You know, as human beings, we struggle to express it sometimes. You know, we're also dealing with our own conditioning, you know, but there's an eternal love. There's a infinite love that flows through everything that is a part of that same love that we have for one another. And so nature helps us connect with that. Spirit is unconditional. Spirit gives that to everyone. You know, it doesn't matter if you think you're the worst person in the world or, you know, you think you're the best person in the world. Mm-hmm. Spirit doesn't judge you. You know, it just knows that you are a part of itself that needs love. So
absolutely.
You have it.
The call number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. We hope you're enjoying the show. We're getting one more coating of...
I just looked out the window. Yeah, we've got some real snow going on.
We got snow,
there.
And we want to... I had a dream that we were going to have snow, and I just didn't want to talk about it. I should have said something.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And my shoe's going across the room.
Ouch! Okay. I'll be quiet.
No. It's just funny. It just cracks me up to see that out there.
Always at least one good smell out there.
Yeah, that's what they say, don't they?
That's true. That's true. I've got a little something here for us in just a moment, so.
That's funny. All right, let me look through here real quick, see who we're picking up on. And I believe we have a new caller.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. How are you guys?
Good.
We're
how
good.
Are you?
We're good.
This is Siege.
Hey, Siege. What's
Siege.
Up, bro?
Our friend and fellow shaman.
Good to hear you guys' voice. You've got a great show going tonight.
Thanks,
I think,
man.
So, yeah, yeah. I think so.
I thought I'd get it to the other end of the spectrum here, and I'd ask you for your advice, your little wisdom there a little bit.
Okay.
I've gone through a lot of changes this year. It's a big challenge year for me, so I'd like to know, what do you see in the cards for me?
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's shuffle.
Let's see, Spirit, what can you show us?
All right.
Okay. If I pull the Midnight Sun again, I'm going to just die.
Maybe that's for you. I'll let David pull. Then I'll pull mine.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I have Cedar. Okay. So this is different because I haven't pulled Cedar for a while. Cedar is about nurturing and enduring love and an openness of the heart, an uplifting energy and a sense of connectedness to all things. So I really feel you coming into your own here. You know, you put in some time. You've done the foundational work. You've put yourself out there, you know, in lots of different situations, presented yourself, you know, as your authentic self, your shaman, your shaman witch self that you have out there, you know, and you've been there. You've seen the good and the bad, you know. So I think that foundational work is going to serve you well in this upcoming time. I think that the nurturing and enduring love that it's talking about here, as it applies to you, is about Spirit surrounding yourself, surrounding you with that love and that nurturing, and the openness of heart that you have towards your work and towards everyone else. You know, people who are your clients and your friends and your associates, your fellow shaman on the path. You know, there's an uplifting energy too, it says, and that uplifting energy gives me a sense that, you know, you've got momentum going in your favor. You know, you've got some things that you've planted, some seeds you've planted out there that are starting to grow, that are giving you a little more of a push forward, you know, and opening some doors for you. And there's a connectedness to all things. I think you've been networking, and that networking is going to pay off. People are seeing you, getting to know who you are, what you do. You're going to these different expos and just being out there. And that's all good. So I think this next year, Siege, you're going to just grow exponentially.
Super. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Spirit told me to tell you to dye your hair.
Dye my hair? Am I a little too platinum for everybody or what?
Let it go longer. Okay, no, that was a joke.
All right.
Well, I pulled the whale card. The whale card is about soul's path, honor your soul's purpose. So it kind of goes along with David's read. Mm-hmm. If you know anything about the whale is very powerful in its own right. And all the whales are big. There's nothing small about whales. But they flow through water. So we're also talking about cleansing and ceremony here. Spirit is talking about maybe doing more ceremonies with water ceremonies, clearing your energy and preparing yourself. Because there's a lot of work coming ahead of you. There's a lot of things you're going to be doing, a lot of new projects. There's some projects you're going to scrap and some projects you're going to do. But there's constant flow. And Spirit wants you to, you know, bathe in that water of possibility and just keep moving and moving through it and have fun with it. You know, don't make it so serious. And you're going to have to do some temporary things for now, but it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal because you're on your soul's path. You're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it, other people see it and other people notice it. And then they take you serious. Then they say, okay, this guy, he believes what he's doing. And believe what you say. When you speak, speak from a point of where, yes, I am, I do, I am, I. This is the work I do. This is me. You know, it doesn't define me, but this is in my spirit, in my soul. I think you do that, but there's always a little part of everybody who, you know, we always hesitate, have a little hesitation. But when you have that hesitation, take a bath, pour water on yourself, ask for the cleansing and the blessings of the spirit. Spirit is there with you 100% when you don't think so. Think of the whale, how outside of water, how hopeless it is. But most people don't know that actually the hippo is descendant of the whale.
Mm-hmm.
And the hippos, you know, are four-legged. They can walk underwater, hold their breath for kind of why. And so here's another one. Here's evolution. This is where you're starting to evolve. Are you evolving in the sense of the whale in the water? Or are you evolving in the sense of a whale as a hippo? Are you both? Here's a chance to maybe be able to go in both worlds and share. You live in both two worlds. You live in two worlds. You live in the 9-to-5 world where everybody sees you one way, and then you live in this other world where everybody sees you as a siege.
Right.
Are they both the same? Of course they're the same, but not everybody knows the two. There's got to be a merging of the two and understanding. Never be ashamed or, you know, be proud of who you are and what you stand for and what you believe in. It doesn't matter what anybody says. Everybody has their own belief systems. They create their own belief systems, and they follow their own path, no matter what anybody would say. So Spirit says, just stay true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. The other thing about whales, too, I just want to add is they echolocate, and they also, you know, they communicate across many miles with just their sound, because it travels through water so far. So to me, that is about speaking your truth and about communication with Spirit, you know, because through the water is an analogy of putting your intentions out into Spirit. And you'll find others that will join you for a while, you know, because whales travel in pods sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes they're solitary too. So for strength, for encouragement, for, you know, doing some projects and some work, you'll come together with a group. For others, you'll be off by yourself, but you'll never be alone. You'll always be in communication, even if you're halfway around the world, you know, it's the way whales are.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that sounds really great. I'm glad that I got a chance to get you guys to read for me a little bit.
Hey.
I appreciate that.
No pleasure problem, and an honor, my friend.
Take care.
All right.
Yes.
You take care. Blessed be.
Blessed
be.
I speak well.
I speak hippo. The hippos echolocate, too, underwater, which is kind of cool.
I just go out here, you know, go out here to the river and stick my head in and talk to whales.
Whales come right up to you. Whale
talker.
Whale talker.
That is more like carp. All right, let's take a caller here.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, awesome. My name is Pooja. I'm calling from Charleston.
Okay.
Great.
Was that, did you say question?
Did you say Pooja?
Pooja.
Pooja, okay.
Pooja.
Pooja, yeah. Very interesting name. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. What is
so
on your mind today?
A lot of things. I'm going through a huge shift just in everything. It has a lot to do with my spirituality, too, but my physical lifestyle and everything is changing kind of dramatically. I've been having a tough time with it, especially with the energetic shift in the last month or so, but it has a lot to do with family. It has a lot to do with just a lot of stuff that I almost feel like in the last 2 years or so is kind of coming to a culmination a little bit. So wanted to kind of ask a little bit about that, if there are any messages or anything like that.
Okay, well, I'll go first.
Okay.
I drew the rain card. The rain card is about cleansing of spirit, release of old emotions, receiving strength for future growth and development. When you think about rain, you know, it falls from the sky. It comes from up above. You know, it's a gift from Sky Father. So the rain comes down and cleanses us and makes new life possible. There's things that are under the surface. There's seeds and that need that water to grow, along with the sunshine, of course, but that water is an essential element. So the rain card, as far as I see you and what your current situation is about releasing old emotions, you know, it's old patterns that we have in our lives. We were just talking about that earlier, about the stories we tell about ourselves that we believe, you know, that we're able to change at any time. And there's other people who are telling us stories about ourselves, too, family, friends, old acquaintances, you know, that know us one way. But when we're shifting and when we're changing, you know, we need the freedom to define ourselves again. So we become the author. Well, we're always the author of our own stories, but we have to we have to take that ownership back and know that we are who we become. You know, we are the best definition of ourselves. You can release old expectations. You can release old limitations that people have put on you, putting you in categories and boxes and everything. It isn't an easy process, but it's a necessary process, too, in order for you to grow. So just think about that a little bit. But there is strength coming from up above, strength from spirit for you. We've all been feeling these shifts and these great cosmic calamities that have been going on, you know, but they're all to help us grow. You know, I was saying earlier about how when we encounter negative things and garbage in our life and, you know, it comes back on our face, we have a choice of reaction to it. We can own it and say, well, I know I wouldn't be good enough for that. Or we can get angry, you know, that it was embarrassed that we encountered that again. Or we can just say, hey, I acknowledge you. I honor what you've been to me, but I release you now. You know, you're not me anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just let the rain wash you away and become that garbage will become the fertilizer for something else, you know, that's coming for you. There's future growth and development coming for you. It's in you right now. And as you move through life, you'll look back on this time and go, you know, that was a pivotal time. That was a time when I was able to release a lot of the old and pass through it, you know, and maybe it wasn't easy. Maybe there's relationships you'll have to put to the side or break even, you know, but for the benefit of who you are becoming and the work and the play that you have to do in the future, then those things have to be set aside. Your path is changing, and it's not because you're not mean because you tell, you know, you're not with people anymore. It's just where you're at, you know. So walk with strength, walk with knowledge that you are loved and that you are being given a cleansing.
Good. My turn.
Okay.
This is what Spirit's telling me. Wants you to go to a body of water. I don't know if there's a beach, a river, or I don't know, it's a bathtub. I just see water. So, you know, and hold a little sacred ceremony there, you know, and thank your ancestors for, you know, and thank your parents for the life that they've given you. I mean, if you don't thank them for anything else in the world, at least thank them for the, you know, for them having, you know, the connection to create you, help create you. Because the card I picked for you is Pelican. Pelican is about forgiveness and letting go of your judgments. As human beings, we're judgmental. We judge things and we judge ourselves. But, you know, the hardest part is forgiving ourselves, being into those judgment moments. Kind of goes along with your read a little bit. You know, but the Pelican is free to move out of judgment, too. He can fly off or she can fly off. And, you know, and then she goes to rest. And she's a bird. She flies. Kind of like the Raven card earlier in the one read about the creating your own magic. Forgiving ourselves for, you know, thinking that, you know, we should have done better, or the judgments that put on us because we could have done better. And then, you know, our family sometimes wants more for us than we want for ourselves. Sometimes we're happy where we're at. You know, sometimes it's okay to be, you know, feeling what we want to feel. So be yourself. Just let go and just enjoy and be free to do that. Ceremony is important. You need to get into water and just cleanse yourself with water and just ask, you know, for your ancestors to guide you and your guardians. The Pelican's your guardian right now and is willing to walk with you and fly with you and communicate with you the messages you need. And Pelican has a big mouth, so it'll drop, you know, hold fish, catch a fish, scoop it. So you can scoop this at a time. It doesn't have to be a slow process. It can be pretty quick if you want to move through it. But just be ready to receive whatever you get. You know, all this love. There's a lot of people out there who really care about you and love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that.
Yeah. So if you're going to do a ceremony, I feel like if you're going to do the bathtub thing, bring a little sea salt with you, you know, and put it in the water. Maybe some crystals, too, and maybe a candle for the light. But, go with what Spirit tells you that you need to do, you know, and you're going to be on an amazing journey.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Spirit's funny. I just when it says something, I says,
yeah.
Kind of like when they told me to tell those people to go to Chuck E. Cheese that one time, remember?
You got to go with what Spirit tells you.
Yeah, and you know what? They called back and they said they had a great time, if you remember that.
Yeah.
So let's take another caller. Fellow caller, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi, welcome.
Hello. Hi, it's Adriana. How are you guys?
Hey, it's Adriana.
Yeah. our lioness.
Great show. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Great show. And I'm really happy that everyone has called in with their specific question, because that's just been great to hear also. And I actually kind of picked up reads for almost everyone, I think, that's called in, if I'm allowed to say a couple things to all of those callers, I'm sure, that listening.
You're a reader,
Alicia. Please.
Yeah, the well, it's been interesting on this end of the line. Trust me, I was not expecting to pick up reads on callers, but I did. So I'm grateful for that, and I hope it'll help someone. But for the first caller who works at home, I think there's something at home that she needs to work on, and that will help her make her decision or her business. To keep it in home or not. I think there's something at home or someone that needs a little work there or nourishment, and something she needs to address, or a person that's in the home she needs to address, and I think that will help her decision and determine a few things for her business that way, what she should do.
Mm-hmm.
On the second caller, this was a girl in a relationship and an ex-fiancé, and they've been separated for a while. I think if she is obviously still has some communication, and she's kind of trying to give him space, but in deep down I think she also is a little bit fearful, and she wants to create her own space too. She's very smart for keeping him, I think, at arm's length right now. And anything, if he does call or want to talk, or it starts to feel like he wants to get things right back to normal, I think she needs to do some compromising with him. There needs to be a compromise there in that relationship. And then the next caller, this was strange. I'm sorry, but it just is rolling over here, and I could not call in.
We're all next week with us.
Got to do what you got to
do. So the other one was, the third caller, I believe, was a woman, and her question was about love and a feeling. I felt I just want her to know she has so much love in there, and to be open with it also to her family, and because she has a love, and once she's open more to showing it at this time, even if it's hard, I think she will really heal a lot better. And I definitely agree, get her feet in the soil, to hug that tree, definitely. I thought, a great read from you guys. So, and for Gary, who I love, I think both of your reads on Gary was absolutely, positively what he needed to hear. And I find it interesting that water ceremony, water cleansing has been in almost every one of these readings.
You're right.
It's just to a degree. And I totally agree with that. I have not taken as many salt baths daily as I've had in the past week and a half. I would tell every one of these callers to take a salt bath, relax, light that candle, like you said, David, light incense, do some, 15 minutes to an hour, whatever it takes in that tub, relax in there, get alone with your thoughts, and do that cleansing of your body, mind, and spirit in your own time there. Gary's done a great job setting his foundation, and I think he is going to start seeing the benefits reap from that. But I have sort of a warning for Gary, and it's about people that he feels are really close in around his circle, whoever his circle is. there isn't almost a competitive energy or spirit there. And this energy or person, whoever this may be around him that's close, I kind of feel it's almost intentional, do things or say things in a roundabout way that might discourage him because they are of a competitive nature. And they feel a little threatened by his ability or his progress. So, Gary, do the water ceremony and take that to heart from me because I love you. I believe in what you're doing, and I do see you getting where you're striving to go on that. And then for the last caller, everybody is shedding, and take that salt bath, take that time, and do not feel guilty about who or what you need to shed from yourself or if it's other people. Get rid of those things that you might not even really realize what holds you back. But if you take the time and meditate upon it and really see things for the truth, you will reflect something back into you and just shed that along with everything else. And keep meditating, keep praying. Pray for your guidance on those energies that you need to get rid of. The road's not going to be real smooth. You can expect a few bumps, but you will get to where you need to be going after you do that. So, anyway, question? Mm-hmm. Can you give a general read?
general read,
because I've done a lot of the shedding and had quite a few battles lately myself. So I'm just kind of curious if what you pick up, both of you, if you have time.
Yeah. I picked a card for you. I picked the swan. The swan card is about grace. Appreciate the beauty inside and all around you.
Okay, so I picked a card I haven't picked before. It's called the Inukshuk. The Inukshuk. The Inukshuk is one of those stones. It's a stone sculpture that they make up in the Northland. It looks like a person, you know. It can be stacked stones, but it's about setting healthy limits and boundaries, directing the flow of resources towards a goal or savings, because those Inukshuks not only mark their boundaries of territory, they're also about directing, like the flow of resources is the flow of caribou and the herds up there. It's about teamwork. It's about teamwork, too. Work with others to achieve success. So, you know, the people around you, the people that you've partnered with, I think you're well acquainted with the people who can take you to where everybody wins, you know, and where the team can be number one. But healthy limits and boundaries. We talk about that. Yeah. Just make sure that your territory is no. I know you don't have a problem with this, but make sure your territory is known as your territory, and you know don't let people step over your lines too easily. You know, so. Yeah, so you know what I mean.
All right. I love it.
We love you both.
Hey, we have another caller. Do you want to stick on and give her a read, maybe?
Sure. If you can leave me on, fine.
Yeah, I can leave you on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello. I was going to ask some other questions, but I think we're running out of time, right? How many minutes do you have?
We're good. Keep going.
Yeah, go ahead and ask a question.
Okay. I had a near-death experience about 2 years ago, and things are changing very rapidly. In fact, I think I will do a show soon, a radio show, and I'm moving. But at first I was like, when is it going to start changing now? Everything's changing. But I could use some insight on everything or whatever you can pick up.
What's your name, caller?
Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi.
Hi, Mindy.
You sound great, by the way, all of you.
Oh, thank you.
Really great.
Well, thank you.
This is a time of change. I mean, unprecedented change in all of our lives. You know, we've sometimes we get a little change here and there, but this is everything changing at once. You know, it seems like the ground beneath our feet is even shifting and changing. So it's a time, you know, that's challenging, but at the same time, it's a time when we're discovering a lot of strength within ourselves, a lot of our own resources that have been hidden that wouldn't have come out if it weren't for all these challenges and changes that we're going through. So it's time for a lot of us are stepping into our power. So it can be a very good thing. You know, it can be kind of scary for some people who aren't ready for it, you know. But that's the way that it goes and the way we ride it, you know. And I pulled for you the Driftwood card. The Driftwood card is about transformation through trusting in something greater than yourself. You think about a piece of driftwood, it falls into the water, the ocean, and it's carried all around the water. You know, the water shapes it and turns it and tumbles it and it rolls up on the beach, and it looks different than when it fell into the water, you know. And it's about the removal of what is no longer wanted or needed in your life. You know, the bark comes off the driftwood. The branches that aren't strong enough fall off the driftwood. So it's, you know, the things that aren't needed in your life are falling away, you know. So let go of some of them, you know, honor them, let go of them, realize that they've served their purpose, you know. That was the old story. That was the old Mindy. But the new Mindy is being shaped and formed right now. Reaching the other shore, you know, you talked about a near-death experience. So you've seen the other side. You know, you have that knowledge inside of you that this life is so much greater than what we see and hear and feel with our physical senses or our rational mind. You've been to the other side. So it's just trust in what you have around you and in within you to get you through these trying times, because you're not alone.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Spirit's kind of, I don't know why Spirit said this to me, but Spirit wants you to go back and take inventory about your health, something about your body, something about that you're overlooking that you haven't seen, or something that you've overcome. Because the card I pulled was the Elephant card. It's about resolve.
Oh, because I'm gaining weight because everyone stopped talking to me and I have no social life.
Okay.
So I just go to work and come home and kind of sit on the computer since my near death. And it's very unhealthy. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, it's, you can overcome any obstacle. So,
I will. I'll definitely get that in order.
Yeah, so Spirit's saying, you know, hey, we need to look at some things. And, you know, sometimes Spirit's really blunt like that. But, Adriana, you have anything?
That.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Your experience is a wake-up call. That's why everything seems to be coming at you real fast. And you, it can be very confusing. But usually what I find with myself, I'm speaking, when I've had some close calls, you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a definite important reason why you're still here, and there is something that you have to do, and it's a wake-up call to open your eyes and to really see things clearly. And it might be a lot to take in, and it's very overwhelming, but you've got to open your eyes and you've got to see everything and everyone clearly and find out what your purpose and why you were spared, why you're still here. You'd be looking for that, and look in the signs from the birds in the sky to the animals on the ground. I'd suggest get your feet definitely into the soil, Mother Earth, and walk barefoot, you know, in your yard, in your
park.
That's
why I have to move. I don't have that. I'm in New York City, and I can't be here anymore. Since that experience,
well,
I need nature.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've
I will move.
Get into nature. And and you've got it, but you have a purpose. You have a greater purpose for your life to have been spared. There's something that you possess that you, something that's either happened that you lived through, that or that you've went through, that your words are going to be able to help other people get through the same exact thing. So open your eyes. It's a wake up call. And it is going to be overwhelming with the way that you see things, and you're going to look at everything differently. You're going to look at people differently, but just try to stay focused on what it is you're really seeing, and make sure that everything you hear from people and what's going on around you is really a truth. that it's not a something.
Well,
that
I
isn't.
Can see through it now much more anyway.
Right.
I'm not the same. Sometimes I wonder, did the same person come back? But you're right. Everything that you all said is 100%. And it is starting. First, it's almost 2 years now. So first, it was a year of, oh, my God, what was that? And then trying to explain it and people not understanding and people disappearing and me not being able to go in the church anymore like I did regularly because it felt no connection.
Right.
You know, like a lot of changes. That was the first year. Then the second year, or even a year and a half, now it's the past few months, it's like, okay, I changed a lot. Now what? You know, now I'm ready. Boom. As soon as I said that, things started clicking, happening, getting ready to move, maybe doing a show. I have someone come into my house tomorrow to talk about. Like, and now it's like, okay. Like in the past, I could pray for things, ask for things, forget it. Nothing budged.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
So I
well,
and my
you're,
legs are
you're
buzzing now,
with a purpose.
So I know, huh?
You're praying with a purpose now.
Yeah, and what
you
said
the
about
way
helping,
that you pray has changed.
You're right.
So, and you
but,
know, here's how you can look at the people that you feel kind of have closed you off from them, or shut doors or whatever. You know, however that's felt, each person it will make each person will make you it'll feel differently. Because especially when multiple people feel like they're shutting you out of their life, or you have to kind of shut them out too. At some people.
Well, I know change had to happen, so I allowed it.
Well,
but
when those people walk away from your life, that's just opening up more space for the right people to come in. So you be looking for them. You keep your focus and be aware, and you be looking for the people that are supposed to be coming into your life. That's why anyone has ever been put out or walked out of your life. There is a reason for that, too. So.
And I didn't think new people would come, but now it's moving so quickly. It's amazing.
Well, get prepared. Put seatbelt on.
You're right. It's great to talk to you type of people.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you. So.
We appreciate
thank you
it.
For sharing.
Keep us posted.
Thanks, Mindy.
Yeah, I'll be around for sure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Much love.
Have a great night.
You too. Hey, Adriana, tell everybody a little bit about your show since you're here. Give it a little plug.
Oh, yeah. Well, my Lion's Lair, it's once a month, and it's either going to be the third or fourth Wednesday of the month, depending on how many weeks are in the month. And this month it happens to be the fourth. So this Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 7, I am going to have this month's show will be on poltergeist. So I was not going to give my topic away, but I thought, yeah, I have to at least perk some interest somewhere. So what my show is about is sharing real life experiences with a topic that I choose. Once a month, and it's from 6 to 7 p.m., like I said, every third or fourth Wednesday of the month. And it's the Lion's Lair, and you can call in, share your experiences. I hope I have some friends out there that have experiences with poltergeists, because I certainly have one to share. And,
awesome.
Yes, I think it's going to be an interesting show. Last month's show was about orbs, and I did a ton of, research. This show, I think, is going to, quite a bit of my own experience is going to take up a good time slot on there. And hopefully, like I said, I have some friends in the spiritual community that, all different levels and aspects of it. And I'm hoping that some of them will tune in and can call in and share their real life experiences with about a poltergeist if they've had one. I think it'll be an interesting show, so I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Well, we thank you for calling
thank
in and
you.
Giving
yeah.
a read with us.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, and I love you guys. And
I love you too.
It's been a great, awesome show, and your readings have just been absolutely wonderful. All the topics from everyone has been great for me personally to hear, and that includes the callers, so Mm-hmm. I'm glad they called in with their exact, you know, they were meant to call in and be heard also. So, you guys, I love you. Have a good night, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
So tomorrow we're going to have a Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe. That's at 11:30 a.m. And then, of course, Adriana pimped her show. And then Mark, the Rabbit Hole. Well, actually, Thursday we have the Spontaneous Spirit Talk. I forgot.
Right.
Throwback Thursday. And then Mark, the Rabbit Hole, is at 11 a.m. And then we close the week out with... Well, actually, we don't close the week out this week because we have Mud Toe at Midnight. That's with Todd. And then we have Siege. She has a show at 6 p.m.
Oh,
on
okay.
Sunday. So
looking through Gypsy Wagon?
She already did her show.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be looking through the crystal ball with Siege.
Ah,
so he'll be giving readings from the crystal ball on Sunday at 6 p.m. That's a great show. I guess our mission is accomplished for today.
It is, you know, and it's I'm looking out the window and it is just snowing like it's the winter has returned. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to hold on a minute here. Try to be spontaneous and this is what happens here.
Stand by.
Go ahead.
That's what we need, is a standby button.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Is that together? I broke up with Winter, man. And I told
She's
her sister about it.
You,
and she know what? She says,
She's
no.
She's a stalker.
No,
She's
no.
like right outside your window.
She was not happy. I want to go hang out with her brothers, you know, summer and fall. Maybe they'll take care of me for a while. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in today, and we hope you enjoy the show. You can find me at iggygarcia.com, or you can find David and I both on Facebook.
We're both on Facebook.
Even Mud Toe as well. You can find him on Facebook.
Even I am on Facebook.
Even him.
Even let Mud Toe on Facebook.
But, we're there on Facebook, Iggy Garcia and David Rutland,
mm-hmm.
Two Crows. So look for us, and if you want more in-depth readings with us, you can contact us on Facebook or through our emails through Facebook, and we can set up a time and a session with you.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just popcorn readings, so sometimes popcorn readings, we're good popcorn readers, so
yeah, we are,
that's probably
but
we're not always too busy. But with that, I want to say thanks. I want to say ho'oponopono.
Much love and gratitude and peace.
And Todd says, yeah, okay. And we're
all
out of here.
Above.
And you know what? It's the end of the world as we know it.
But I